There are many dangers for people who are absorbed in their work. Buzzed by power, positions, promotions, and paychecks, some believers become workaholics and neglect God, their family, and their personal health. All who love their career need to guard against finding identity in what they do. Identity in anything that can be taken away from us is finding identity in the wrong thing. But the other end of the spectrum, there are dangers as well. Thanks for joining us as we continue our work through Ecclesiastes. Today we want to talk about the other end of the spectrum from being a workaholic is, well, being lazy. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 18. Through sloth, the roof sinks in, and through indolence, the house leaks. Being a workaholic is wrong, and so is being lazy. Scripture has much to say about the person who's lazy. Here are just a few passages from the Proverbs. Proverbs 12:24. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slothful will be put to forced labor. Proverbs 20, verse 4. The sluggard does not plow in the autumn. He will seek at harvest and have nothing. Proverbs 21:25. The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. Proverbs 26:14, as a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. Proverbs 26:15, the sluggard buries his head in his dish. It wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. And one more, Proverbs 26:16, the sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. Laziness is not only addressed in the Old Testament. The Apostle Paul demonstrated hard work among the Ephesians, and he explained to the church leaders that wages earned by working hard should be generously shared with those in need. In fact, he reminded the Ephesians of Jesus' words in Acts 20, 34, and 35. Paul said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." At the same time, he told Timothy to teach the Ephesians that anyone who did not work and provide for his family, quote, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever, 1 Timothy 5:8. So I believe that Christians should be the hardest workers on the job. We should demonstrate that we work unto God, not to man. And the monies we earn should not be used selfishly. After providing for our family, we should be the most generous of all people. Father, help me to do all my work as unto you. Help me to work hard and smart. Help me to strike the spiritual balance. Don't let me neglect my family because of work, and don't let me neglect the needs of my family by not working. Give me wisdom to work well. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.